In a Saturday night conversation with Radio Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden began by describing a down-to-the-wire race.
I think it's going to be close, but I feel good.
Biden said he's not surprised so many Iowans are undecided this close to the caucuses.
You fly-spec everything out here.
Biden suggested this 2020 race is similar to 2004. That's when John Kerry wound up being the consensus choice in the closing days of that caucus season.
I really believe that there are a different set of assets that are required in different elections. And I think what people know we have to do, we can't just beat Trump. We have to take back the Senate, and we have to keep the House and increase the numbers.
Without prompting, Biden responded to critics who say he's unappealing to the party's liberal
way. I get elected and do what I'm talking about, it'll go down as one of the most progressive election administrations in history. But the question is, who can get something done?
Biden, who spoke with Radio Iowa before the impeachment trial resumed, suggested whatever happens in D.C. this week will have little to no effect on caucus night.
Because so far it hasn't. I mean, they've beaten the living hell out of me. I'm not saying this is going to be fun and every, but you know, whomever the nominee is, this administration is going to go after them lying like the devil.
Biden has occasionally mentioned to Iowa audiences that February 3rd would have been his late son's 51st birthday. The former vice president sometimes says Beau Biden, who died of brain cancer, should be the one running for president, not him. Biden told Radio Iowa his son's political advice was always to remember home base.
Don't be intimidated by the moment. Don't want the office more than you want your integrity. Don't do anything that you are going to regret. That's one of the things I worry about some of my friends in the Republican Party on this impeachment. I don't think they understand. This is their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are going to read about this.
Read and hear more online at radioiowa.com. I'm O.K. Henderson.